The world will pause, the veil will fall. The angels come, the final call. The final call, the final call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, the final call, in which we discuss matters pertaining to death, to the qabr, to the agonies of death, with regards to a good death, a bad death, the situation of the souls after death, and much more, subhanAllah, we have discussed in the previous episodes as well. So if you have not yet watched it, then please do go and watch those episodes, because it is truly, truly beneficial for you and I, and also at the same time for us to spread this message to others as well, inshallah. Well, dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding Isali Thawab, the conveying of Thawab, of a reward. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting Salawat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in this regard, our beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has very beautifully mentioned that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that individual who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about Isali Thawab. And you know, this is so, so important for us to do on a daily basis to our loved ones, those who have left this mundane world towards the Akhirah. There are many who have passed away from our families, from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's important that we do Isali Thawab. And how do we do that? A person can recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and convey the reward of that salawat to the marhumin, to the deceased, and this will benefit them. Likewise, you can recite the Holy Quran, convey the thawab of that to the marhumin. You can do so many good deeds, and you can convey the thawab of that to the marhumin. You know, how nice does it feel when someone gives you a gift, someone comes to your home, gives you a gift, or someone at work gives you a gift? How nice do you feel? You feel so special, you feel so good that this person actually thought about me and he gave me a gift. Likewise, when you send Isali Thawab, this is a very, very great gift that the deceased can receive, because to them, this matters so much. It matters so much to them that they actually treasure it. They get so happy when you do Isali Thawab for them. For example, look at this parable mentioned by Imam Ghazali rahimahullah. He has said that a woman once came to Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah, and she said that my young daughter has passed away. Let me know, how can I see her in my dream? So he told her what to do, and she saw her deceased daughter in her dream wearing a dress of coal tar, having a chain around her neck, and her feet were fatted. So she related the dream to Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahullah, who was so saddened by hearing this. After some time, Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahullah, he saw a girl in his dream who was in Jannah, in paradise, wearing a crown. And she said that, "Oh Hassan, didn't you recognize me? I am the daughter of the woman who told you about my condition." And Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahullah, he then said that, "How has your condition changed?" The deceased girl replied, "A person passed by the cemetery, by the graveyard, and recited salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By virtue of the blessings of his recitation of salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala removed the torment from us 550 grave dwellers." Allahu Akbar. So this parable, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have just heard about, the excellence of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it shows the importance of Isra al Thawab. A girl was suffering punishment in an extremely painful condition. But when a servant of Allah Ta'ala recited salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while passing by and conveyed its thawab to those grave dwellers, so not only did the girl get rid of the torment, but also hundreds of the deceased, they were given salvation from the torment. Now just ponder over this. How merciful is Allah? How affectionate is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He freed hundreds of the deceased from the torment by virtue of reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only once. So what kind of gifts and favors Allah ta'ala will shower upon the Muslims who regularly recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly and send the thawab of virtuous deeds to the Muslims, to the deceased Muslims. And upon those who are sent Isra al-Thawab is beyond imagination. So, from time to time, convey the thawab, the reward to be attained from Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and virtuous deeds. Instead of being lazy in the matter of making Isra al-Thawab, we should continue to make dua of forgiveness for them, because it is such a permissible act by virtue of which not only the deceased Muslims attain benefit, but also the living ones. Now, Allama Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahimahullah, he said that Isal al-Thawab, that is to convey the reward of the Holy Quran, or Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Kalima Tayyiba, or the reward of any good deed to other Muslims is permissible. And the reward of all monetary and physical forms of worship, monetary worship such as sadaqah and charity, and physical worship such as salah, fasting, etc., reward of fard and nafil, can all be conveyed to others because the deceased gets benefit from the Isal al-Thawab of the living ones. Now remember, it is also a form of Isal al-Thawab to make dua of forgiveness. Yes, to make dua of forgiveness and mercy for the deceased. Now Allama Zafruddin Bihari rahimahullah said that Isal al-Thawab has four methods. Number one, dua of forgiveness. Number two, dua of mercy. Number three, funeral salah. And number four, to stay at the grave and make dua. Now, a method of making Isal al-Thawab in the Holy Quran, meaning it has been clearly proved by the Holy Quran to make dua of forgiveness for believers. That is why it is mentioned in the 10th ayah of Surah Al-Hashr, the 28th para, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. The translation from Kanzul Iman, and those who came after them make the plea that, O our Rabb, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith. And Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he said, two rulings have been learned. First, one should not only make dua for himself, but rather, he should also make dua for pious saints. Secondly, the urus of the saints of Islam, especially the blessed companions alayhim ridwan and the ahlul bayt alayhim ridwan, the khatam, niyas, fatiha, etc. are all good acts. So as long as a person lives in this world, his parents, his siblings, spouse, friends, relatives, etc., are with him, they are always with him in every trouble and hard time, in the ups and downs of life through thick and thin, they are with him. And they try to, you know, relieve his sorrow, relieve his grief, his difficulties. If he is ill, they inquire, how are you doing, how is his health, or how is her health. But when the same person is buried in the narrow and dark grave, neither his parents, nor his siblings, no family members and friends and relatives are with him, but rather he is alone in his qabr. He is alone in his grave. So the deceased person knows better whatever happens to him after he is buried in the grave. You know, talking about the reality of the grave, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that undoubtedly the grave is a garden from the gardens of Jannah or a ditch from the ditches of hell. Allahu Akbar. We do not know about the one who is buried in the grave. We do not know whether the grave has become a garden of paradise for him, or ma'azallah, it has become a ditch of hell for him. But having the enthusiasm and passion, you know, for doing good to a Muslim, we should form the habit of conveying Isari Thawab. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said and instructed that a horned ram should be brought that walks in darkness, sits in darkness, and sees in darkness, meaning its feet should be dark, belly should be dark, and eyes should also be dark. When it was presented to be sacrificed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, Aisha, bring me a knife and sharpen it on a stone. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the knife and slaughtered the ram after making it lay down. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, accept it on behalf of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and his ummah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And under this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he has said that also include them amongst those who get the thawab of qurbani. So it has been learnt here that we can convey the reward of our fara'id and wajibat to others. Nothing will be reduced from it. Don't think that you by you conveying the reward, it will be reduced from you. No, nothing will be reduced from it. You know, this blessed hadith is a strong evidence, a very strong evidence and proof of making Isari Thawab, of the food which we place in front of us, as the goat is in front of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is conveying its reward to his family and ummah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would quite often talk about his blessed wife, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and sometimes after slaughtering a goat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make the pieces of its meat and then would send them to the female friends of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah has said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often sacrifice a goat on behalf of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and would distribute its meat to her friends for conveying reward to her. A few rulings have been learned from this blessed hadith. Number one, it is permissible to do qurbani on behalf of a deceased person. Number two, it is a sunnah to convey the reward of sadaqah and charity to a deceased person. And number three, it is better to give the food that is attributed to the deceased person to his friends and dear ones. And it gives the deceased person double pleasure. One, for getting the reward. And secondly, for the help that is provided to his friends and dear ones. How beautiful is our deen, is Islam, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that even our loved ones may have passed on from this world, but they can still take benefit from you and I, by us, the living ones, conveying thawab, conveying reward to them by the good actions that you and I do. That's why it's so important that we educate our children. We teach our children how to recite the Holy Quran. We teach our children how to perform qurbani. We teach them how to perform salah. We teach them how to give zakah. We teach them how to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many good we teach them. Why? So that at the end, when we close our eyes, then they are there to do isali thawab for us. They are there to raise their hands and make dua for you and I. That is why education, tarbiyah, upbringing of children, it is so, so important, because they will benefit you even after you leave from this dunya. Yes, leaving behind good, upright and pious children, they will benefit you even when you leave this dunya. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he has narrated that the blessed companions alayhim ridwan would feed people on behalf of deceased Muslims for 7 days. You know, when the mother of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. So, Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother has passed away in my absence. If I give something in sadaqah on behalf of her, will it benefit her? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, yes, of course, it will benefit her. The companion, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, then I make you a witness that I give my garden in sadaqah on her behalf. And in another narration, Sayyidina Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, humbly asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother has passed away, so which sadaqah will be better for her? And to this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, water. So Sayyidina Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu got a dug well and said, Adihi li ummi Sa'ad, that this well is for the isali thawab of Sa'ad's mother. How beautiful, dear views of Madani Channel. So it has been learned that it is not necessary for isali thawab to give cauldrons in charity. Get every type of food prepared and invite people in a proper way. But the food we eat daily can also be used for making isali thawab to the Muslims after reciting Fatiha, etc. on it. Even isali thawab can also be made to the deceased through water, because water is a great source of continuous reward. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no sadaqah has more reward than water. Allahu Akbar. And under this, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahimahullah said that give water in charity on behalf of the deceased person, because water brings about Islamic and worldly benefit. Some people arrange, you know, sabils for water, especially in those hot and dry areas where there is a shortage of water. So he says Muslims keep water along with other things in the khatam, fatiha, etc. And this blessed hadith is the origin of all these, because it has been learned that the charity of water is better. Allahu Akbar. And Amir Ahle Sunnat Damal Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has mentioned the statement of Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that is, this is for Ummi Sa'ad, means that this well is for the isari thawab of Sa'ad's mother. So from this statement, it has also become clear that there's no harm if Muslims relate a cow or a goat, etc., to saints by saying, for example, it is the goat of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak, rahimahullah, because it signifies that this goat is for the isari thawab of Ghawth-e Pak, rahimahullah. People also attribute sacrificial animals to each other. For instance, if someone is coming with his sacrificial goat and he is asked as to whose goat it is, so he replies, it is mine or my uncle's goat, which is not objectionable. So when an objection is not raised to those who say such sentences, then why an objection is raised if someone says that it is the goat of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak, rahimahullah? In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. Now, whether it is the goat of Qurbani or it is attributed towards Ghawth-e Pak, rahimahullah, but at the time of it being slaughtered, what is mentioned? The blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being mentioned. May Allah ta'ala protect us all from these evil thoughts. So, neighbors of Madari Channel, it has been proved by the blessed acts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his best companions alayhim ridwan, that it is absolutely permissible to make isali thawab to deceased Muslims, to do qurbani, to feed people, etc. on their behalf. In fact, it is best and a pure method. Now, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah has mentioned that cooking food in the name of the deceased and giving it in charity for isali thawab are undoubtedly permissible and admirable acts. And doing Fatiha on such meals for the purpose of conveying reward is yet another admirable act. Combining the two things is abundance in goodness. Allahu Akbar. And he says that it is better for every Muslim to convey the reward of every righteous deed that he performs to all preceding and succeeding deceased and alive male and female believers. That is, from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam until the day of Qiyamah, the reward will be conveyed to all of them, and the one conveying the reward will get the reward equivalent to all of them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This has been mentioned in Fatawa Radawiya Sharif. Allahu Akbar. So the abuse of money in general, it is a common practice in our society to send gifts to each other on different occasions. And this is done to strengthen friendship or relationship even further. When the gift we send to our relative or friend, he becomes happy by seeing it, irrespective of its price. He then also sends a gift in return and expresses his love for you and I. But as this relative or friend of us passes away, we stop sending him gifts. However, if you and I want, we can send him better gifts in the form of Isali Thawab to make him or her happy. You know, of course, our Isali Thawab, it becomes gifts for the deceased, as I've mentioned earlier. It becomes gifts for the deceased, and they feel extremely happy after receiving it. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the condition of the deceased is like a drowning person who anxiously waits for the dua of his father or mother or son or friend to reach him. And when the dua of someone reaches him, it is better than the world and everything in it for him. Allah Ta'ala bestows the reward given to the deceased by the living relatives like mountains. The gifts of the living for the deceased is to make dua of forgiveness and to give sadaqah on behalf of them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, our gifts of Isali Thawab to our loved ones who have passed on from this world. Now this hadith, the elaboration of the sentence, the deceased person is like a drowning supplicant in his grave. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah has stated that ordinary Muslims are in the state due to their sins, and pious Muslims are in the state because of the regret as to why they did not perform more and more good deeds. And specific beloved ones are in the state because of the dear ones they have left behind. The fresh deceased person remains in the state of barzakh as in the state of a new bride in her in-laws. She gets all types of luxuries and comforts, yet she likes her father's home. When any gift is sent or someone comes to her from her father's home, she is over the moon. She gets so joyous. However, after some time, she gets used to her husband's home. And obviously, here, the deceased means the fresh one, as he desperately waits for the gifts of living Muslims. And that's why a new deceased person is remembered very frequently by giving niyaz, doing 3 days, 10 days, 40 days, etc. The living should remember the dead in their du'as so that tomorrow they are also remembered by other Muslims. You know of a loved one that has passed away, make du'a of forgiveness for them continuously. And tomorrow when you close your eyes, then someone would be in this world making du'a of forgiveness for you. So always do Isali Thawab for your loved ones that have passed on from this world. You know, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahimahullah, has said, I went to a cemetery on a Friday night and I saw a noor, a light shining. So I said, La ilaha illallah, it seems as if Allah Ta'ala has forgiven the grave dwellers. And in the meantime, a voice from the unseen was heard from a distance. And it said, O Malik bin Dinar, it is the gift of Muslims for their deceased brothers. I asked, please, for the sake of the one who has blessed you with the power of speech, will you not tell me what the matter is? And he replied that tonight, a Muslim got up, made wudu, offered 2 rak'ah of salah, in which he recited, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, and he recited, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, after Surah Al-Fatiha, and then made dua. And he said, Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I present its thawab, its reward, to the deceased Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala has bestowed on us noor, light, joy and pleasure from the east to the west. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahimahullah, he said, that I then fell into the habit of reciting them every Friday night. One night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he blessed me with his gracious sight in the dream and told me, O Malik bin Dinar, for the number of gifts of nur you have given to my ummah, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you. You are also given the reward for them. And Allah Ta'ala has made a home for you in a heavenly palace, which is called Munif. And I humbly ask, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is this Munif? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, and he said, that it is a high place in front of the dwellers of paradise. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, Sayyidina Bashar bin Ghalib rahimahullah has said that I used to make lots of du'as for Sayyida Rabi'a Basriya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. And one night I saw her in the dream saying, oh Bashar, your gifts are delivered to me after being covered with silken kerchiefs in the trays of Noor. And when the living make du'a for the dead, it happens to them that they are put in the trays of Noor after being accepted. And then after being covered with silken-like cloths, they are presented to the deceased for whom the dua was made, and it is said that so-and-so has sent you this gift. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine that he was of Madinah Nation, and how great, how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala not only blesses his bondman with gifts and favors in this world, but Allah Ta'ala also blesses him with the treasure of peace and satisfaction after his death. By virtue of the du'as and isari thawab made by the living. And it has also been learned that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also feels very pleased with those who make isari thawab. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also blesses them with good news as well. Remember that it is apparently a little deed to make a salih thawab to the deceased, but it carries a lot of weight. It carries a lot of blessings. And unfortunately now, we have become so much busy and engrossed with worldly activities that we do not have the time to make a salih thawab to our dead ones, our loved ones. Neither do we have the time to visit their graves and do Fatiha Qanidi. How regretful it is that we perform worldly activities, worldly tasks so easily, but consider the deed which carries so much of benefit for us and for our deceased, either difficult or give no importance to it. For instance, if someone has time, he does not know the method of making Isra'i Thawab, he looks for an Imam, Muazzin, or any other Islamic person for making Isra'i Thawab. So it's important that you and I will learn how to make Isra'i Thawab. Subhanallah, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami Maktabatul Madina has published such a beautiful book named The Method of Fatiha, and you can even download this online as well, dawateislami.net, and you can download this book, read it. They say readers are leaders, so read this book. You would know how to make Fatiha. You would know how to make Isra'i Thawab. You can teach this to your children as well, to your family as well, that when you close your eyes, then they are there for you. They know how to make Isra'i Thawab. So this is no small act. No, this is very, very great. It actually leaves a legacy behind by you teaching your children how to make Isra'i Thawab. You know, you can be walking, you can be sitting down in the masjid, and you recite the Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even in your heart, you can make the intention of conveying the reward as Isra'i Thawab to your deceased. How much of a benefit would that be to them, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The world will pause, the veil will fall. The angels come, the final call. The final call, the final call.